Raleigh, North Carolina. It's The Lost Podcast with Jay and Jack, a podcast dedicated to the show Lost on ABC. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show.
Hello and welcome to The Lost Podcast with Jay and Jack. My name is Jay.
And I am Jack.
And welcome to the Monday edition of The Lost Podcast. How are you doing, Jack?
I'm outstanding.
You are rustling papers over there and making it noisy.
Sorry. Most of the time you can't hear me. But now you can hear the papers.
Yes. So that's good, right?
It's something. Yeah, it's something.
It's in the right direction.
You know.
So how has your week been, Jack?
Okay.
Nothing great?
Just working.
Just normal stuff?
Working like a dog.
It's been a hot day's night.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's not start this podcast on the wrong foot. What do you say we get into Lost
Interview? No, let's start it on our left foot.
All right. Here we go.
Each week there's one thing to do. It's none other than Lost in Review. We take a look back at last week's episode. It's Lost in Review.
All right, it's Lost in Review time. Back from last week's episode. First up here, this is from the ODI, and it is in Hawking's glass there at the when they're getting lunch.
Yeah.
You can see a rabbit through the glass.
Wow.
Through the looking glass, Alice in Wonderland.
I get it. Would you want a drink? Is it in the glass?
No. It's through. Okay, so it's behind
the
glass.
Oh, so there's a photo. I see.
So it's behind. It's not in the glass, so it's through the glass.
Oh, I see it now.
You see that?
Because I've never had a rabbit drink.
Remember, if you subscribe to the AAC feed, you can see these pictures we are talking about right now on your iPods or album artwork enabled iTunes. You just got to click to look at the album artwork. That's how you see these things.
Or I can just watch while you're doing it.
And the next up, we were talking about that Wired magazine, The Impossible Gets Real.
Now, is that... I was thinking that's just my body with someone's head superimposed on it.
Well, The End of Cancer as We Know It, page 108.
Really?
Is on that cover, so...
The End of Cancer as We Know It. And mm-hmm. We know that a few people have been on that island and have survived.
Yep, exactly. Rose, for example, even though she's disappeared.
Ben, well, he had help.
Yeah,
in a tumor. And Juliet's sister.
Juliet's sister, yep.
Yeah.
So, coincidence?
I think not.
And we pointed out that last time that the metronome clicked 864 times.
Right.
And it was pointed out to us that it is, in fact, 8 times 108 equals 864.
Wow. It's good someone can do the math.
So you've watched the episode again, Jack. What do you feel since watching it?
Obviously, I've watched a few things, and Eloise tells Daniel,
uh-huh,
the woman in your life will only be hurt. Mm-hmm. So what is she trying to say?
She's trying to say, somewhere down the line,
I'm going to shoot you, and you're going to die, and so...
So it's more like the opposite. A woman in your life will
hurt you. You will hurt. They'll only be hurt. So now we can see why she was so abrupt and so rude to Teresa.
Uh-huh.
Also, on the card, it says, no matter what, remember, I will always love you, even though I'm going to shoot you. So obviously...
Oh, I missed the even though I'm going to shoot you part.
If you look really close, uh-huh, you have to go back and watch it again. It's like a blink of an eye. You have to go watch it again. The caretaker... Obviously knew Widmore.
You think so?
Yeah, because she doesn't even ask. Because you have a visitor.
Well, maybe...
There was no, hi, I'm Widmore, I'm here to see Dan. It's just, she goes, oh, Daniel, you have a visitor.
Well, I'm sure Widmore probably pays for the caretaker and everything like
that. Well, that's what I'm saying, yeah. So she obviously knew, and she told Daniel to stop crying.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to pay close attention to that, too. I think Daniel is either... I think Charlotte is Daniel's sister.
Why though?
I don't know.
I mean, it's been a debate for a while.
It's a debate long enough, and we don't need to get back going to the emails about the whole Charlotte thing because Charlotte's just been a pain. But
the being a ginger thing?
No, not the whole thing. Charlotte's just been a pain. I'm glad they killed her off. No, I'm kidding. But it just, I think it's either a sister or it's her. You know, a lot of people have thought that, or it's his daughter somehow.
Mm-hmm.
There's more to it. I don't think it's because he was in love with Teresa. He cared about Teresa. He cared about Teresa up until he was in you know, when he met Widmore.
Well, he was still sorry about it.
Yeah, he cared about you. How could he have fallen in love so fast with Charlotte?
What do you mean?
He was only on the freighter for a while with her. right?
Well, I mean, it was a good 6 months. I mean, it's not so much, we don't know how long, but I mean, it was a while. I mean, it's enough time to know that you like somebody.
I know, but he was in love with Teresa, and he felt bad about Teresa.
His brain was healed, so maybe he, I mean, but well, eventually, no, eventually you do move on. His brain
wasn't, it wasn't healed until he got on the island.
Uh-huh.
So. Now, how did he survive that 6 month, was it a 6 month journey? Do you know that for a fact?
Well, I'm not sure. I mean, maybe like a month journey or I can't remember. But remember, it had like a bunch of days crossed off.
Yeah,
I mean,
that's true.
It could happen. I mean, he wasn't like in love with her in the sense that they were making out and stuff. Like, it's just like, I love you.
I know he cared about her.
Yeah.
But it just seems that he had to change. He didn't go back. Or was he going back to change things to make Teresa, everything right for Teresa?
If he maybe, changed, possibly.
If he changed the past, he could change.
Maybe if he was going back to the island to do the science to figure out how to save.
Go back and whatever he made. Well, whatever he made.
Discovery he made on the island could help back.
Here's an idea. Get off. When he got off the island, go back and find Teresa and bring her back to the island.
Mm-hmm.
Somehow do that. The DI people are not as dumb as the log carrying people that are with the Losties. When the shooting started between Jack Faraday and Kate and your boy Rosinski,
mm-hmm.
you didn't see the DI people running out going, "Hey, what's going on?" Did you?
No.
Now,
we didn't see that, but I think it's more fun to kill the log.
Well, the log carrying people are just that's why they're log carrying people. They run out, go, "What's going on?" Boom. What's going on? Boom. What's going on? Boom. It's just like a shooting gallery. So I noticed that no one else came out when the gunfire was going on.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, even when things were blowing up, how big is Dharmaville?
It looks relatively large considering it's on the island.
But it's not like it's a huge city.
No.
And now, how does Jack get his own place?
That's a good question.
How does Jack get his own place? He's brand new. He's the janitor. He gets his own place. I've only seen a few houses.
Uh-huh.
Well, maybe when Ben put the van
uh-huh.
and it was on fire into that one house, like 8 women came out of that house, right? They had to go mm-hmm. rescue the women. Jack has his own house. Is Jack just that... No one wants to be around Jack?
But maybe it's bigger than we thought it was.
All right. All right. And then the island could make you better, Eloise said, until I shoot you. I'll keep coming back to that central theme.
That Eloise shot her
son.
She
knew that he was going to die.
Well, are we saying he's dead?
I think, I'm going to say he's dead.
Yeah?
Just because if you watch the end of the scene again, between Widmore, he was my son, and she was sending him back. She knows that he's going to die.
And I think I may have saw this on our Twitter account. So we might have replied us with this. But they didn't play the life and death music from Michael Giacchino. And when people die, they usually play the life and death music.
So that's what you're saying is the out?
It's that's the maybe death, an out.
It's the Char- it's the not Charlotte.
Because when Charlotte died, they had the life and death music. When Charlie died, they had the life and death music.
Well, the Shannon.
Shannon, I don't think they had that music.
Because, but that's a Shannon wound.
It is true.
Island can't heal the Shannon wound.
But this was season 2 when he didn't have like the same, like that beautiful sweeping music. So season 2, they didn't use it for both Shannon and Ana Lucia. But they did use it for Libby.
Yeah. It does make me cry.
Yeah.
It does bring a tear to my eye.
They didn't play that music.
I think, but do you think, you believe that she knows he's dead. I think she knows she sent him back to die.
It probably is. All signs point towards he's dead.
Now, I don't want
a little hope.
I don't want him to die, but I think with only, what's we have next week, this Wednesday's episode, the season 2-hour finale. We have 19 episodes. I think people are going to start dying.
Yeah.
They're going to start killing people off.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't know this for a fact. I don't know any spoilers or anything like that.
Yeah.
I think people are going to start dying. That's just a theory,
mm-hmm.
not a spoiler.
Well, there's another surprise, a surprising death in BSG, and it had me crying.
Thanks for ruining
it
for me.
I'm not spoiling you. You got to figure somebody's going to die in that show. Cylons are killing people all over the place.
It's like in the original when Jane Seymour dies. Oh, man.
Way to spoil me.
Sorry. You didn't watch it anyway. Also, I had a couple theories out there.
Uh-huh.
They're not really... Oh, they're kind of crackpot theory. But,
okay.
If the island dies,
mm-hmm.
everyone the island has saved will die also.
What do you mean by the island dies?
The island, like the heart of the island. Like if Jacob is the heart of the island, if somehow, if the... Like say they blow up Jughead. Mm-hmm. and that kills the main thing of the island, like the smoke monster or the Jacob or whoever controlling, whoever has the power on the island. I don't think the island itself has power.
Yeah.
I think it's who's ever on the island, like a Jacob, has the power to heal.
Okay.
I think that's what it is. If the island, if that part dies,
okay,
then Locke will be back in a wheelchair. Rose will die. Ben will die because he was supposed to die as a kid. Anything that was meant to die, Juliet's sister will die.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's why Juliet kept working. I think that's why they're so concerned on saving the island. I think that's why Locke's main goal is save the island. He knows if the island dies, he'll be back in a wheelchair.
Well, I think it's so much a selfish need. Like, I don't want to be back in a, I think he genuinely loves the island.
No, I think he loves the island because what it's done for him.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you were in a wheelchair and then you were able to mysteriously walk again, yeah, you're going to love the island.
All right, do you have anything else?
No, that's all I got for now. I had said I had two, but I'll wait for the other one. It's not spoilerish, but it's in this week's previews.
Okay. Well, then on that note, why don't we go into next on Lost.
The TV show.
Remember, this will have a synopsis from the next episode, and maybe we'll talk a little bit about the preview that was on last week's episode. So if that's too spoilery for you, skip ahead to the next section.
Right.
All right, here we go.
Next on Lost. Next on Lost. The TV show, Next Zone Lost. Next Zone Lost. But maybe it's next week, maybe it's in a couple days. Cause Next Zone Lost, Lost and Lost.
Gosh, it's a good song. Good song, good music, good tunes.
Boo. Actually, I like it. I don't have to hear it every time. I don't know why. You know, I just go with it. I'm just fiddling around with my notes while you're doing this because...
All right, so this week's episode is titled Follow the Leader.
Follow the Leader. What was that? That was Peter Pan,
Peter
right?
Peter Pan, yep. Following the Leader.
So is Peter Pan going to make it, or is Tinkerbell going to make an appearance?
Well, Neverland was a mysterious island that was like in space.
I know. So who would play the part of Tinkerbell? Claire.
Mm-hmm.
Is Claire going to make an appearance on here?
Possibly.
No.
No. All right. Jack and Kate find themselves at odds over the direction to take to save their fellow island survivors. Locke further solidifies his stance as leader of the others, and Sawyer and Juliet come under scrutiny from the Dharma Initiative on Lost.
Well, I think they come under more than scrutiny.
Wednesday, May 6th, 9 o'clock to 10:02 p.m.
You know,
on the ABC television
Watching
network.
It again, every time someone knocked on the door, Sawyer grabbed his gun. I said this in the last podcast.
Oh, yeah, you're right, yeah.
And the one time he didn't grab his gun...
Well, they didn't knock.
Well, that is true.
He, like, busted open the door.
That is true, but I would have gone from... I would have said, okay, yeah, what's that noise? I got to get something on the... You know, I would have had the gun on me.
Yeah, I would. He was very kind of like,
well,
chill.
Didn't they hear the explosion going on?
Yeah.
But only log-carrying people would have run out there.
But, so, yes, that is the synopsis. Let's go into the guest starring.
Now, you think, obviously, Follow the Leader, it's going to be Locke, right? Or is it Jack?
Or Kate.
Kate.
Both Kate and Jack have differing opinions, and Locke is going to be there as well. So, well, not in the same place, but he's going to be doing his own thing. Let's see here. Guest stars. Nestor Carbonell as Richard Alpert.
So he's still a guest star.
Yep. Francois Chow as Pierre Chang.
Francois Chow. I'm changing my name to Francois.
Doug Hutchinson as Horace Goodspeed.
Oh, because we didn't see him last week.
Nope.
All that explosion going on, everything going on, and Horace
was just in a different place.
Horace was good. Horace liked the 70s. Let's just put it that way.
Patrick Fischler as Phil.
Boo.
Eric Ling as Rosinski.
Boo.
David S. Lee as younger Charles Widmore.
Oh.
Alice Evans as younger Eloise Hawking.
Oh, okay.
Leslie Ashie as Laura.
Laura. Have we met Laura yet?
I don't know. Sebastian Siegel as Eric. Kevin Chapman as Mitch.
Mitch.
Elizabeth Blake as...
Is that Mitch from... wasn't the guy in Baywatch Mitch? David Hasselhoff's character?
Sounds like a Baywatch name.
Yeah.
Elizabeth Blake as Vanessa. William Makozak as Captain Bird.
Captain Bird?
I'm not making this up.
Captain Bird!
Victoria Goring as Mother.
All right, whose mom is she going to be?
I don't know. Maybe she's the mom of this next character, Maya Hessens as young girl.
Okay, so she's Charlotte. No, I guess
they would have said, Charlotte.
Charlotte.
So
young girl.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't we see young? Wasn't there a young girl in the last episode?
I don't know.
Yeah, there was a young girl.
Who's the young girl?
I don't remember because remember I said I could play that part.
Oh yeah, yeah. That's
so
right.
There was a young girl in the other episode last. Yeah,
one of the funniest bloopers you will never hear.
Right.
So you said you had a theory based on the preview for.
Well,
this
it's
week.
Just something because you know people are saying why would Jack want to change what happened? You know because they're saying if Jack wants to, why would because Kate? People are saying Kate wouldn't want to do it because if the plane lands again, she's going to jail.
Yeah.
Why would Jack want to do it? Because Jack, remember what Sawyer said, when you were in charge, Doc, a lot of people died. And Jack likes to correct things. Jack likes to make things better. How can he make things better? By correcting the mistakes he did by changing the past. By changing the future.
Yeah, okay.
So if he blows everything up, he's still on that plane. He lands. He was never the leader when he never wanted to be the leader in the first mm-hmm. place. No one would have died.
But if he comes to his senses, he needs to realize if they're supposed to die, they are going to die no matter how it happens.
Right.
That's what Eloise Hawking pointed out.
But he's not thinking that.
No, he's not. But maybe that'll be when he comes to reason.
Maybe. So you can see why Kate doesn't want to do it.
Uh-huh.
But you can see why Jack, on the other hand...
Might.
Yeah, might.
All right. Okay. What do you say we get to listener feedback?
Do it. All
right. Here we go.
Listener feedback.
All right. This is listener feedback time. Got a lot of great calls, emails, and tweetbacks to get into.
Love it. And the new tweetback song will be debuted today?
Well, it won't be the official tweetback song, but it'll be a song that was written for the last tweetback.
Oh, you don't have one.
I don't have one.
Okay. You've been too busy for the listeners to...
I will get a tweetback song.
I like the one that was sent in.
Yeah. But I don't think it has the Jay and Jack touch.
Well, I didn't sing, so...
All right, so what do you say we get the first set of calls here?
Do it.
All right, here we go.
Hey, Jay and Jack. This is Desmond, and yes, that is my Christian name. And I have a question, a comment, and a theory. What I'm having a little trouble figuring out right now watching this show is... In my mind, you can't – destiny is going to happen. If something is your destiny, then even if you lay on the couch and eat Cheetos, it's going to come to fruition. That's what I get. So why are all these people forcing everyone else into their destiny? This leads me to believe that someone in the past – I'm going to go with Ellie and Widmore right now, just because they seem to be forcing people into their destiny a lot lately. I think they screwed something up. And maybe that is the incident, but I feel like something even happened before our Oceanic Six got there, that they knocked time off of it, and they have to keep people on their destiny and force people into their destiny in order to make sure that everything comes out the way it was supposed to. Just a thought. Have a good one.
Hey, Jay and Jack, this is Not Penny's Boat from Baltimore, Maryland calling. I'm sure you may have gotten a lot of calls about this by now. I don't know, but I had to tell you for myself. I just saw the new X-Men Origins Wolverine movie, which was great, by the way. I think they handled the character very well. But even in the Wolverine movie, there were some Lost references. I was not aware that, I forget the actor's name who played Kimi, was in the movie, as well as Dominic Moynihan was in the movie. And at one point, I believe they were talking to each other. This isn't spoilery, by the way, but they kept mentioning the island. There's an island in the movie. And I was overcome with double geekery, both from seeing Wolverine and other Marvel characters on screen, as well as Lost geekery goodness. Just wanted to share that with you guys. Keep up the great work. Love the podcast. Talk to you later.
Hey, Jay and Jack, it's Jordan from Chicago. I just wanted to call in to say, or ask rather, does anyone else besides me really miss Claire? I really miss her.
Hey, Jay and Jack, it's Karen from San Francisco. So I have three things to say. One is about accents. My parents have the thickest accents ever, and I obviously don't. I lost my accent, even though I was born in the United States, when I went to public school and I started hanging out with kids with talked with an American accent. So you get your accents from who you're with most of the time. Second, I believe the reason why Faraday always had his tie was because it was bulletproof. Charlotte had a bulletproof vest on when she got to the island, and maybe his tie was bulletproof, hence him being killed when he was not wearing his tie. Third, that episode should have been played like 2 weeks later, because that would have made an awesome Mother's Day episode. Shows how your mother is not that bad. Well, I hope to hear you guys soon. Bye.
Hey, Jay and Jack. It's Dawn from Pittsburgh. Just wanted to let you know I found Rose. She's actually on the new show Southland, which is a pretty good show on NBC. She was on last Thursday's episode. She's one of the detectives' moms. So, yeah. So we found Rose.
All right. Thank you for those calls.
We've had a lot of emails about that, that she is on. She has been on. They found Rose on Southland. I have not watched that episode yet. It's on DVR. I've watched the first two. It's not bad. I think that's when Phil's in.
Is it?
He hasn't had a line yet. So
oh, he hasn't? What does he do on there?
He's just a cop. I think he's a cop.
Oh, he's just like a background
cop?
Well,
you know, the drummer from That Thing You Do is on there, too.
Really?
Yeah.
You know, I think I saw that. I think I saw him there. Does he have a big role in it? Or?
It just, so far, he's got like a small part.
Uh-huh.
It's like, you know, they're not using, he's kind of like subdued. He's not like, can you know, That Thing You Do is, he was kind of hip, kind of,
yeah.
You know.
But he's kind of like down.
He just, I don't know, he's just going through some midlife crisis.
Okay.
And then Karen, about the accents. She had a pretty thick accent, didn't she?
She totally sounded British to me.
You know, I think you're fooling yourself.
Yeah. You're living a lie.
Like, who is this British woman? We're just kidding. Faraday did not have his bulletproof tie.
Yes, and that's why.
So do they sell bullet? Does James Bond have a bulletproof tie?
It would be
a bulletproof bow tie, wouldn't it?
Yeah, probably a bulletproof
bow tie. Well, Daniel Craig doesn't. Does he wear a tie? I guess when he wears his tux. And then, that would be a great episode for Mother's Day.
Yeah.
Because then you can learn to your mom, well, you know what?
You're not that bad.
Mom never shot me. I better go out and get her a card.
Yep.
And then Jordan's looking for Claire, Mrs. Claire. Do you miss Claire?
Nope.
Nope. I miss Claire. I like Claire.
I know she's okay, and we'll see her again one day, but I don't need to see her right now. Not in any rush.
And that Not Penny's Boat, is it really, is there a word, is double geekery a word?
Possibly, because Dominic Monaghan was in there. He did a great job, and the guy, I can't remember his name, the guy who played Kimi is in it as well.
He's the guy, he was in, I know, I can't.
You're right over there?
I'm trying to remember his name, I always think of Mystery Alaska.
People were giving, like, the critics just panned this movie, but it really wasn't that bad. It wasn't great, but it wasn't bad.
I didn't have a chance to see it. It was your mom's birthday, so I took your mom out to the movies, and we saw Ghost of Girlfriend's Past.
Sounds like a fun
with
one.
With Matthew McConaughey.
It's a barn burner right there.
You know, I got to be honest. I got to give it up. It wasn't horrible.
Oh, okay.
It wasn't great.
Uh-huh.
It wasn't a movie I'd pay to see again.
Gouge out your eyeballs.
Matthew McConaughey has to start branching out and doing different roles. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's got the same. It's a song. Mm-hmm. But he never took off his shirt. Not once.
Did that ruin the movie for you?
It ruined it for me.
Okay.
It just bummed me out. But Dominic, if you want to see, someone posted on our message board.
Dominic, the soup?
He's on the show Soup. It's hilarious. It's also pretty funny. Jimmy Kimmel has a thing celebrating the 100th episode.
Uh-huh.
And it's hilarious.
Yeah.
If you haven't seen it, go. And then we have Desmond, who thinks that laying on the couch is his destiny for eating Cheetos, something like that.
Well, he's saying if that's your destiny, that's what's going to happen.
So every day that I sit on the couch, is he stalking me out? Are you stalking me, Desmond?
I was stalking, but just calling you out, saying you're living an unfulfilled life.
Wow, because I actually like cheese puffs, not Cheetos.
Okay,
the cheese is better on the Cheetos. I mean the cheese puffs. Okay. It's better. Not the round ones. It's got to be the puffy ones. The puffy ones, not the big ball ones. But what about that? Did Widmore and Ellie, are they trying to have them live out their destiny?
Well, like you said, what if they screwed things up?
Well, I think
now,
they did.
Well, and now they have to push them to keep them on their destiny, because if they don't, you know, maybe things will go wrong.
Well, now that reminded me of something we posted on Nudea, and I don't want to be accused of, I just forgot about it. I think that Widmore, the reason he was trying to keep Desmond away from Penny, he's trying to change destiny because Penny and if Desmond and Penny hook up, they're going to die together. So that's why he was so hell-bent on keeping Desmond away from Penny.
That's kind of the opposite of what he was saying.
Right, it is the opposite, but it reminded me of what I said, and I didn't want to be accused of anything, so I said that yesterday, that I think that's why what other reason would it be?
I think I agree with the first caller the most, in that I think maybe they do. They have to keep him on their path, or it may not happen, and then the whole world explodes.
The whole world.
Whole universe. as we know it.
I'm cool with that. As long as it's all of us. I'm just joking.
And we all just end up in like white space and we just float.
Live together, die alone, or die together, or live alone.
All right, so let's get through these emails here.
We got quite a few.
I'll go first here. And another thing, Dan crying because he was sad has got to be the stupidest and most obvious explanation since Jack's tattoos.
Ouch.
No, I think there's more to that. If you watch the episode again, some people are kind of upset, but if you watch the episode again, there's a lot of foreshadowing in the episode.
Yes.
Not only in this actual episode, but foreshadowing things to come, I think.
I think so. And you do have to watch it again to appreciate it.
Yeah.
I think. This one is from, who was that from?
That was from Jack.
That was from Jack.
Yep.
Jack Attack.
Mm-hmm.
This one is from, sorry, I was leaning back because I was looking at the email. This is from...
Name's usually there.
Oh, the Walrus. Bottom. It's at the bottom. Sorry, the Walrus. Jack, please. Not Faraday. It can't be true. I'm heartsick. I take back everything I said about being bored during the last episode. I take back everything about Star Wars. I take everything I said about George Lucas being Jacob. He must be retaliating against me somehow. In some sort of punishment, it's burning me with. The punishment didn't fit the crime. Sob. It's just too much to bear. Sniff. No, no, no. Not Faraday. Weep. Okay, so someone doesn't want Faraday to die.
I guess I kind of got the gist of
that. That's the Walrus.
Okay. This one is from Casey.
Casey.
Hey, everybody. And the Sunshine Band. Casey and Lexi, too, from Raleigh. When Dan comes to see Sawyer asking for someone to take him to the Sea of the Hostiles, you all said that Juliet gave up the code because she felt threatened. But what you didn't mention was that this was the first time Sawyer has called Kate Freckles since she returned to the island, and Juliet recognizes this and gives Kate the code to get away from Sawyer.
Yeah, which is her. When I watched it again.
Totally.
Yeah, he says Freckles, it's like,
meow. Yeah, she had the stare.
No, you didn't.
She had don't mess with it.
If she would have had a gun.
Dead.
Dead. Dead Kate or dead Sawyer.
Who's that guy she killed in season 3? Remember?
What's his name? The punching guy. They just punched
Was it Dan?
Danny.
Was it Danny?
Danny. Oh, we're getting in trouble for that one.
Yeah.
It's Denny, isn't it?
His wife was Colleen. I remember that.
Yeah, because it was the girl from Deadwood.
Yeah, from Deadwood.
And ER. And she dies in everything.
Yeah.
But she didn't die in Deadwood.
She didn't die in Deadwood.
Well, she's probably dead
now. She may have.
She might have died because that's 1800s. Yeah, so I'm sure she's not. Unless she's really old.
Yeah.
It's Denny, wasn't it? Is it Danny? No, Danny Pickett.
Danny Pickett. Yes. There we go.
Woo! Oh, all right, send your hate mail to Jay. This one's from Tara. My husband just finished the variable and loved it, but have two questions.
Hold on.
We didn't put in the one question minimum. Sorry, I don't know if I can read that. Now. Sorry, Tara. Oh, just kidding. How come Eloise can remember things that technically haven't happened yet, such as shooting Daniel?
What do you mean? Oh, because that happened in the past.
But yeah. I think she knows now.
Yeah, of course she would.
Because she sent her son to, because she knows that he's going back to die.
What Faraday was saying is that this is their past, but it's our present. We are here now, and we can die.
Right.
They're not saying that whatever it hasn't happened yet for people in the future because this is their past. This is Miss Hawking's
past.
It's
their density.
It's not her present.
It's her density.
The present time.
Right.
But anyway.
Second question. If they blow up the island with Jughead, and the plane never crashes, doesn't that mean Sun will leave Jin, Aaron will go for adoption, Kate goes to jail, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera?
It's not a good thing.
How is this good a thing for them?
I agree.
It's not a good thing for them. It's a good thing for Jack. And who is Jack being right now? Who is Jack? If Jack...
Sawyer.
No, Jack is being like...
No, he's not.
Being like Locke.
No, he's not.
He's doing what's best for Jack.
No, Locke does everything that's the best for the island.
Mm-hmm.
He blew up all those things in best interest of the island, not for himself.
Okay.
This next one's from Dan. Throughout the show, and especially season 5, we've been given glimpses into various points in the island history and how these events will go on to shape the future of our Lost Seas, or rather their own past. What I have come up with is that the Oceanic Six were actually never meant to leave the island, just like our bald man of faith suggests back at the end of season 4.
I never said that.
The singular event of the island moving sans the Oceanic Six is, in my opinion, what set off the current chain of events. In the end, the Oceanic Six were left off the island only to return 3 years later, while Sawyer and company were dropped back off in 1974. What if the Oceanic Six were meant to play roles in Dharma between 74 and 77, just like Sawyer, Juliet, Jin, and Miles? My theory was that since Oceanic Six were not present on island at this point in time, the whole of the island's history. It is a special place. Is being course corrected from the Oceanic when the Oceanic 6 returned in 1977, up until the time when Jira 316 touches down on Hydra Island. This is why it made imperative that the Oceanic 6, well, I guess 5, make it back. If not, history is screwed, and God help us all. Dan from California.
I like it. Mm-hmm. That could be what's going on. This one from Jason.
Okay.
Jane Jack, here's my crackpot theory of the week. Well, maybe a crackpot prediction.
Okay.
The season will end with a nuclear explosion, followed by the Oceanic Flight 815 landing in L.A. and the passengers walking off as if nothing happened at all.
Ugh, no.
Wait, that would make one amazing cliffhanger, knowing full well there would be a full season next year.
Maybe, but I don't know. I mean, like it.
Like this comes back to season three when Jack goes, we have to go back, Kate, and we find out Jack and Kate are off the island. I'm like going, well, I'm not going to like this. I just remember saying, I'm not going to like, but it turned out I did like it.
Uh-huh.
Now, if this were to happen, how would the writers make me go, okay, make me like this last season? Make me like Lost. Not figuring, realizing I wasted 5 years of my life.
I don't know. That'd be a tough question.
I mean, how could they get away with that?
Maybe they would actually, it'd be like one of those things like, if you're supposed to die, you're supposed to die. And maybe they didn't get a crash on the island then, but then they re-crash later on.
I don't know. I mean, they're talented. It's a great, everything, the cast, everything's talented. Uh-huh. I don't think they could pull that off.
That talented?
I don't think so. I'm calling them out.
All right.
Of course, I could be calling them out for nothing because this is just a theory.
This one's from Zachariah. Hey, Jay and Jack. This is Zach from London, UK. Listener, Sense of Thriller, which is my favorite episode of season 5, and your podcast so far. Just wanted to show you a poll posted up on Sky One, which airs Lost in UK, where they ask fans who Lost leading lady is, and I gotta say I was shocked. Julia Trump's Kate by 78%.
Wow.
Yes.
They probably saw that Jimmy Kimmel episode.
Yes, 78%. Wow. Yeah, Jack kind of awkward, huh? In 1.5 seasons, the writers killed Kate's character. So my two questions to you, Jack, as an avid Kate fan, is that A, what would Kate have to do in order for you to hate her? And B, do you think Kate can be redeemed in the eyes of Lost fans? Or maybe it's just the UK viewers that dislike her.
Let's see, what could Kate do for me to hate her? Let's see, she caused her childhood friend to die. I was cool with that. let's see, she's caused problems on the island. I was cool with that.
She blew up her father.
Yeah, but I didn't like him anyway.
Yeah, okay.
He was a jerk. That was cool. What could I do to hate her? I don't think there's...
Start dating Locke?
No, because that would give all bald guys a make us feel like, hey, there's a chance for me. So now that would
Dominic Monaghan, he's receding a little bit, I think.
Well, he's shaved his head.
He's got
the shaved look. I think he's trying to. I think he was a little worried. A little worried. He saw that I shaved my head and said, but I'm not doing the little nail polish thing. So,
does Dominic Monaghan do that like in regular life?
I think yeah. He was on an episode, some show. I saw him with that.
Oh, okay, all right.
I don't know. I don't think there's anything. If she shot Jack, killed Jack, I wouldn't be happy with that.
No, but would you hate her?
I might hate her because I like Jack. So if she shot Hurley, I'd want her dead.
Yeah, yeah.
But I don't know why I think people have fallen in love with Juliet because she's the girl next door right now.
She's the con artist. Is that what you're trying to say?
Yeah, I think she's dating the con artist.
Uh huh.
So maybe she's conning the con artist. Maybe mm-hmm. It's the long, long, long con.
That'd be funny.
So what do you think?
I don't know. It's funny though that. She is with Sawyer, and so many people love Sawyer that I'm surprised that they don't hate her because she's with Sawyer.
Well, I think that Sawyer has been the ultimate girl's dream, making the bad boy good.
Uh-huh.
Isn't that what women want to do? They want they want to get that bad boy and say...
Once he becomes a good boy, he's not a bad boy anymore.
Yeah, so that maybe they stop liking him.
Yeah, and then they just dump him.
Hmm. I don't see women dumping Sawyer, though.
That's true.
No, maybe unless he started drinking a lot of beer. I can't think of anything. Yeah, if she shot Hurley, I'd be ticked.
I think so. Yeah.
I'd be ticked. Or if she caused the death of Hurley.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we're just throwing it out there. This is not, we know nothing about that. So,
yeah, but somebody said that we don't do spoilers. Guys, we hate spoilers.
Right. There are some stuff that I've found out, but lately I haven't found out anything.
Yeah.
Now, we do get emails. We do get emails. Sometimes people don't tell us it's a spoiler, and I'll go, ugh. So if you do send us an email with a spoiler on it, please put spoiler tag on it so I can decide whether I want to read it or not.
But don't worry, we do not put spoilers.
But Jay is very spoiler-free.
Yes.
Now, someone might send us something that's a spoiler. We don't know it.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's just...
We don't intentionally put any spoilers on.
Hi, guys. In the last episode, Eloise told Penny that for the first time since a long time, she has no idea what's going to happen next. I think that's because Charles broke the rules by killing Alex. This was never supposed to happen. So now that Ben tried to kill Penny in the same time period as they are, they're clueless of the future past events.
I think the Widmore breaking the rules actually isn't, that actually was false, because Ben admitted it was his fault that she died. It wasn't Widmore breaking the rules. It was Ben not doing what, you know, saving her by, you know, putting his own neck on the line.
Yeah.
So I don't think that was just Ben being upset, but Ben realized it was actually his fault, not Widmore's.
Well, why do you think he thought that Kimi wouldn't kill him? Kill her.
Because he thought he could play him like everybody else, I guess.
Didn't work. Or he didn't just read the script. I think that could have been it.
Maybe.
Okay, I have another one here.
Okay.
This is from Chris. Just keeping with the religious undertones of the show, Eloise Hawken, the Virgin Mary connection. I admit totally it's not thought out yet.
Uh-huh.
Just a thought. Knowing her son was something else, knowing her son was sacrificed for the greater good, potentially the world, knowing that would happen.
Mm-hmm.
So, is this like Jesus? I mean...
You know, there's a lot of like religious, and we talked about it on the vidcast too. There's a lot of religious kind of undertones there, I believe.
I think we've asked in the last podcast, would you send your son out to die if it was for the greater good of
would
the
you
world?
Send me out to die if it was for the greater good?
That's a given. For $10. No, that's. I mean, I don't think I could do it.
Yeah.
I don't think I could do it. Honestly, I don't think I could do it.
All right.
But I'm not on the show, so.
All right, and last one for me. This is from Dave. So if Dan's mom's surname is Hawking and his dad's name is Widmore, where did Faraday come from?
That's a great question.
Maybe Faraday was just like they chose that name so to keep him under wraps or whatever.
I'm going to tell you right now, and it's a spoiler, the writers. I don't know. I have no idea. I never thought about it till.
Well, if the kid was called Hawking or Widmore, it wouldn't make that surprise very revealing.
Right. But where did he get the name? Was Eloise, did she marry someone else before?
Possibly. Or maybe when she left the island, she adopted a...
Or maybe that's her real name.
Maybe it's her real name. Or maybe she adopted a fake name with the last name Faraday.
Yeah.
You never know.
Conniver.
All right. So, Jack, you ready for the last set of calls here?
Let's do it, officer.
All right. Here we go.
Hey, Jay and Jack, it's Darryl from New Jersey. Listen, I just got done watching The Variable, and to kind of explain what I think the time travel thing is, and I know everyone hates this, but to try to explain it as simple as I can, I would say it like this. Imagine if Locke and Jack are supposed to die because they're supposed to blow up Jughead, like Jack said. So imagine Locke is supposed to blow it up, and the two of them are supposed to die in the explosion. But suppose Locke or Jack gets killed in the season finale somehow. Eventually, the other person, the one that's still alive, say Locke was originally supposed to blow it up, but say he gets killed, Jack now goes and blows up Jughead. Jack dies in the explosion, Locke dies in the finale. The net result is the same. They both died on the alley, they both died on the islands, and the bomb exploded. In other words, you can change the details, but the story in the end is the same. Now, the problem with the show ending with the plane landing in L.A. and none of this actually happening is that if they never ended up on the island in the first place, they would never leave the island in 2004. They would never go back to the island in 2007, somehow magically end up in 1977 and stop themselves from ending up on the island in 2004. And I know it's confusing, but it's the paradox. It's the problem with time travel. If you go back and fix something, the reason you went back in the first place wouldn't exist, so you could not ever go back. And that's why paradox and time travel, that's what everybody talks about. You can't fix something because then you'd have no reason to go back and fix it. So if their plane ever went down in 2004, they would never go back to 1977 and stop the plane from going down, which means whatever happened, happened. You can change some details, but the end of the story has to be the same. Oh, yeah, and that third group, totally Dharma. Later, guys.
Hey, this is Brad from Baltimore. I was calling. You guys were just talking about the swing sets, and you failed to mention Roger Linus, and Roger Linus is dead now as well. So, there you go.
Hey, Jay and Jack. This is Eric from Honolulu. Love the show. Just wanted to say I think Faraday will survive. And I think what happens is he's going to be taken by those guys, the hostiles, the others, and done the same thing they did to Ben. He's going to become an other. And that's why he's going to tell his mom everything that happens up until that, you know, everything that's going to happen in the future. That's why she knows everything. And when she says to Penny at the end, I don't know what's going to happen. It's because he could only tell her what's going to happen up till a certain point. I guess he, maybe till 2004, but then maybe he knows what's going to happen until 2007 through the other losties that come back to the 1977. Something like that. But anyway, I don't think Faraday is going to die. I think he's still critical to the story, and he's gonna be the one that informs his mom about what's going to happen. So that's why she's so, like, intent on everything and maybe a fight and all that. So I don't know. That's what I think's going to happen. Sticking to it. Okay. Thanks a lot. Aloha.
Jay and Jack, this is Audrey from Overland Park, Kansas. Longtime listener, first-time caller. I realized after listening to your Thursday podcast that no one mentioned this from the episode, The Variable, and was really surprised. It's genetically impossible for Whitmore to be Faraday's dad and Eloise to be his mom. One of the few things I remember from biology class is blue eyes are a recessive gene. Brown-eyed parents have a small chance of having a blue-eyed baby, but only if one of the baby's grandparents have blue eyes. However, blue-eyed parents can only produce blue-eyed children. Both Eloise and Whitmore have blue eyes. Don't believe me? Google eye color calculator. It can explain it way better than I can. If this was any other show, I would have written it off as a writer oversight, but this is just too big of a thing for Lost writers to overlook. My theory, Whitmore knows he isn't Faraday's dad, but doesn't want to admit that two-timey Eloise had to look elsewhere for love. Faraday's real dad, Richard Albert. Okay, maybe he isn't human with this whole age-defying thing, but some women really like a guy with eyeliner. I'm just saying. Let me know what you guys think. Thanks.
Hi, Jay and Jack. This is Diana from Dallas, and I had a theory that actually my mom and I came up with. That in trying to stop the incident that is going to happen, somehow Kate and Jack and the Losties are going to actually cause the incident. So that was our theory. Enjoy the show, and can't wait to hear more. Bye.
All right. Thank you for those calls.
So Jack and Kate will cause the incident. Just more reason for people to hate Kate.
I guess so.
Now, will they hate Jack? Well, because people hate Jack now, too, don't they?
I guess so, yeah.
Now, what if causing the axe incident ends up killing Sawyer? Will they really hate Jack and Kate?
Yes, I would say so.
Okay. Just throwing it out there. Now, what if it kills Ben? Will they hate Jack? Because she spent so much time trying to save him, Jack didn't. So what do you think?
Well, I think Jack already made his statement on caring if Ben lived or died.
No, but would people hate...
I don't know. I mean,
because people, they hate Ben.
People
but they
hate on Jack anyway.
But
so.
they love the Ben character. They don't want him to die.
Yeah.
Well, I'm just throwing it out there. And then there really is a if you eye color calculator.
I haven't checked it out, but I do know about that where it's if two parents have blue eyes, a child will.
But
have
there's
blue
something
eyes.
On the internet. eye color calculator.
Yeah, I guess.
That's just crazy.
But, you know, there's a lot of other things on this island that are crazy.
But he doesn't... But Faraday didn't have thick eyelashes. Isn't that how Nestor Cabral has...
Yeah, he has thick eyelashes.
He doesn't wear eyeliner.
No.
It's thick eyelashes.
But it's more fun to say he wears eyeliner.
Yeah. So could he be Richard? Because we see Eloise in camp.
Uh-huh.
And she people have pointed out that both her and Richard are wearing regular clothes. Or the other log-carrying people, not only these log-carrying people.
Log-carrying others.
Others, yeah, log-carrying others, I'm sorry, are wearing regular, just like hand-me-downs.
Uh-huh.
So why is it that Richard and Eloise get to wear, you know, state-of-the-art Gap clothes?
So is if you sleep with Richard, you get to wear the Gap clothes?
Maybe that's what it is. I'm just throwing it out there because it looks like the, like when Faraday first comes into camp and the guy reaches for the rifle and Faraday shoots at the dirt.
Uh-huh.
Good shooting, Tex. So... What is that guy wearing? He's wearing other clothes.
Yeah.
Rags.
Yeah.
But Richard's all dressed out and decked out in his Gap clothes. So what's the deal?
I don't know what the deal is.
You don't have any answers for me?
I don't have an answer.
What is the answer? Why,
I don't have an answer.
It doesn't make sense. Why are they wearing... Is it because they go back and forth between time? I mean, they time travel? They have to wear... if they came back into the 70s wearing rags, people would look at them like going, well, it is a 70s, so it'd be okay.
Maybe that's like your rankings or something like that.
Really?
Is when you have real clothes, you're like a higher ranking official.
God, someday I wish I could have some Jordache jeans. Man, got to get me some dittos.
All right.
See some Eloise and some dittos. Let's see if she can pull off the dittos.
What are dittos?
Those are pants.
Oh, okay.
Those are female, girls wore pants, ditto pants.
Like ditto? Like
ditto, D-I-T-T-O, I think.
Okay.
Ditto pants. They were the hip thing in the 70s.
All right.
Just Google it. You can Google everything else.
All right.
All right. And then Eric, Faraday will survive. Now, I'm wrong all the time. Even though I knew Charlie was going to die,
because
we got spoiled on it.
You did. I
got spoiled on it. I still was holding out hope that he was going to live. Like when he lived, you know, when he first...
Greatest Hits.
If you're just watching it, you're just watching season three.
You shouldn't be listening to this
But when he swims up, I go, hey, he lived.
Yeah.
He lived. All right. The spoiler was wrong. Cool. Then he died. Sorry. So I'm wrong all the time. I thought Shannon was going to live. Shannon died.
Uh-huh.
I thought Michael was going to live somehow. I was right about Jen, though. No, actually, I was just praying he was alive.
Mm-hmm.
So I think Faraday's going to die.
You think so?
I think he's dead.
All right.
What do you think?
I already said this earlier, but yeah, I think it's his number is up.
His number. So we're both voting Faraday is going to die.
Yep.
Will we find that on the next episode? Is that going to be the season finale?
I think we'll find out this episode.
It's not something they're going to drag out.
No, right? I don't think so. No.
Okay.
This won't be dragged out.
And then Brad from B-More, Roger Linus was also on the swings.
Yes, and he died.
He died. Now, Kate was also on the swings.
She's not dead yet, but if we go back to the very, like I said, there's a lot of foreshadowing. He did look right at Kate when...
Right, because a lot of people have been saying that Kate looked back at Jack. Kate was just looking around. Mm-hmm. He did look right at Kate as he said it.
And the camera looked at Kate.
Yeah. So are they trying to tell us Kate's going to die?
I don't know.
People don't like her anyway. Would people be upset if she got killed off?
There would be some people, but I think some people would be happy.
How could you be happy?
I'm just saying.
I would be upset if they kill off Kate.
All right.
I'm throwing it out there. If they want me to rant. She's important to the show.
Uh-huh.
I agree. She took care of the goob when the goob was down. And then Daryl, trying to make it simple.
Yeah, that was kind of rough.
No, but I did like the part where Locke gets killed. I'm just kidding. But no, I see what he's saying.
Yeah,
we're just kidding you, Daryl. But this, and he also thinks that the third group's the DI.
Yes.
You think it is?
I think they're with Ben.
Well, are they with Ben? But Ben wouldn't be with the DI.
As far as we know.
He purged the DI. Why would he, why would they be back with Ben?
He kept some of the DI. And he changed the others into the DI.
You think he can persuade the...
I don't know.
Alana and the other DI group to...
But something was going on there.
I still think it's Ben. Because no way Ben walks by that big crate not going...
Yeah.
Not thinking, what's in that big crate?
Exactly.
Now, Locke did.
But that's Locke. Locke already knows, probably.
You think Locke knows what's in the crate?
He knew where the smoke monster was.
You think we'll find out this season what's in the crate? Two things I want to find out. What's in the guitar case? Which now I'm kind of thinking it's just a guitar. A lot of people, I've seen a lot of people think that it's just that somehow he's going to program the code in the underwater hatch.
Yeah, we had a couple of calls like that too. That didn't
okay, so yeah. I think that, you think, what do you think about that?
Possibly. But no, I don't think he's a musician now and he's going to program it now.
No? Yeah, how do you know?
I don't know. I'm just guessing.
Well, nice guess.
Thanks. All right, you ready for last tweet back?
I'm always ready for last tweet
back. All right, and this is a song submission from a listener, and we'll get to that right now.
It's time for last tweet back. Jay and Jack's tweet back. It's time for last tweet back. Jay and Jack's tweet back. Tweet back.
I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about.
Stephen Windy. Intense.
Stephen Windy's last tweet back.
No, I think it's just Steve. I don't know.
Del Paxson in the high school band.
We were pretty crazy in Erie P.
Yeah.
A.
One time we stayed Erie out past
Penn,
midnight.
I think he said. All right, let's get into the.
Well,
tweet
what do you
back.
Think? You like it?
I don't know if it's Jay and Jack enough.
Not Jay and Jack enough.
No, I don't know. The Jay and Jack songs, I guess, got to have that annoying quality, and I don't know if it had that quality.
No, it wasn't annoying.
No.
No. Definitely didn't have that Jay quality to it.
All right, this is some tweet back.
But it's better. I think people are getting sick of the bird sounds.
Some people are loving the birds when I was doing
I think
like,
some people
birds.
Said they were driving off the road.
Some loved it. It was pretty polarizing.
Not if you've seen the Alfred Hitchcock movie. I said that before. Uh-huh. It can scare you.
This first is from Stephen Warman.
Stephen Warman.
I just had a disturbing thought. We've heard rumors of a death on the finale. What if it was Hurley? I would totally lose it.
Oh, I would not be happy.
No, I don't think I think there'd be riots in the streets. Next one here is from K.H. Harden. I wonder if we'll ever see the Hanso Foundation again. What do you think?
Running out of episodes.
But do you think we get back to it or no?
No.
There's not enough time?
No.
All right.
Not well, it depends on what direction they go with the show next year.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. Right now, I'm saying going to say no, and I'm right all the time, so it's probably going to be, it probably will happen. Oh, just that first one, that's just a rumor. That's not a spoiler. It's
a rumor.
Yeah.
Mr. Daniel Rogers.
Beautiful day in the neighborhood.
I doubt Ridmore recruited Miles for daddy bonding. Miles' purpose on the island is to get critical info from dead Faraday.
Ah. Maybe find out if he really was his father. Fine, because I'm paying this alimony, the child support. Can you please find out if that kid's mine or not? She's bleeding me dry.
Oh,
that's just a joke.
This is from For Us, For Them, For You.
Wow.
This was too sudden a send-off for Daniel. There's no way he is dead. You said it was out of character for him waving the gun. Dan's a smart guy. Think he knows what's happening. What his mom has been up to all these years. His final words are just confirming his suspicion.
Hmm. He is a smart guy, but he said he's a beginner.
Uh-huh.
And he was stupid. It was dumb for him to go. It didn't make sense.
That's what I'm saying. That's what this person's saying.
I know, but you watch it again, you go, again. And Jack goes, damn. And Kate goes, oh, let him go.
You're too hard on the boy.
Yeah, just let him go. He knows what he's doing. He's Daniel Faraday.
He's too much like his father.
Yes. Man, you know, instead of man,
and that's what I'm afraid
instead
of
man with a golden gun could be the man with a golden tie. What do you think? I don't know. There's got to be some tie jokes in there somewhere.
I referenced New Hope and you didn't even acknowledge it.
I'm sorry. I wasn't paying attention.
I said, he's just like his father.
Oh, yes. Yes. That is a New Hope.
And that's what I'm afraid of.
That's what I'm afraid of. Oh, he's not here. You know.
You know. I remember as a kid, you didn't spoil me on Darth Vader being his father. I was like, "What's that about?" I was like, "You'll find out.
You'll find out. You'll find out."
But I'm only four. You'll find out.
You'll find out in like 30 minutes. I had to wait 2.5, 3 years. You'll find out soon. All right. Not only will you find out in just 30, 40 minutes. I had to not only just wait whatever it was 2 or 3 years. I had to stand in line another 3 or 4 hours. Because it was even bigger the next time.
Yep.
It was huge. The first time, it was like, you know, I think I waited in line for like an hour, maybe.
Uh-huh.
1977, because it was the first week, but everyone was like going, that was when it was in a real theater, though.
Yeah.
Big multi. It wasn't that multiplex thing. It was its own theater.
Was it that one off
Mission Valley?
Off of 8?
Off 8, yeah.
Big, yep. Yeah. I saw a movie there once before they tore it down. That screen was huge.
I saw Midway down there.
Uh-huh.
Great theater. That's when you go to the movies, and it was cool, because there'd be like 1,000 people in there.
Well, it only had 2 screens there, so.
Yeah. Well, this, at the time I saw it. Uh-huh. It was just one.
Oh, really?
Just one. Then they sliced it in half.
Ah.
Just one.
So it was even bigger than when I went there?
No, actually, I saw Midway at the Claremont Theater. That was when it was a big, giant, and you could watch 2 movies, cartoons. Uh-huh. You stay there all day long. They didn't throw you out.
And it was all for a nickel.
And popcorn had taste.
Oh, man.
I think it was like $1, $1.50, something like that, maybe to get in the movies. You could bring $5 and spend all day long there. You could ride your skateboard there and not have to worry.
I kind of cheat the system when I go. I just say 2 students, and I'm still a student, but Colleen's not a student. I say, oh, well, she forgot her card.
I go with the senior rate.
Are you a senior yet?
And they go, look at me, and I go, I take off my hat. They go, oh, okay. In fact, they feel so bad for me, they let me in for free.
Oh, man. Anyway, are you ready for Listener Theory of the Week?
Yes.
LTOTW?
LTOTW.
Here we go.
Hey guys, Radio Mike in Boston. Have a theory to throw out there for you, so here we go. The 316ers, I think they're they reconstituted Dharma. I think they're coming back to battle against the two various forces. So Ben and Widmore aren't on two opposite sides. I think that it's a three-way battle. I think what's in that box that they've brought back is some type of device they're going to try to use to neutralize the smoke monster. I think what they need to do requires the smoke monster to not attack them, so I think that's what that is. I also think that at the end of season two, do you remember there was that door with the phony Dharma station? I don't think it was a phony Dharma station. I think it was a real Dharma station. And that door, when Saeed opened it, it was a cemented-in wall. I think there's something behind there. And I think what is behind there is the key to how these guys are going to get back from 1977. I think that eventually, now this sounds crazy, but I think that the 316ers are going to find a way and blow that door open. And when they do, who's going to come up? But our people. I believe firmly that that these guys are not working with Ben or Widmore, and they may actually rally together with Jack and the crew. I also want to throw out there that Eloise Hawking, I think she may be the one who ordered the purge. We know Widmore was banished from the island, and we don't know what happened to her after Widmore left, and you know, then all of a sudden Ben's in charge. So I think we're going to find out more and more about Eloise. I also want to throw out there that 316, if you look at that biblical quote, it said, you know, God so loved the world that he gave up his son. Well, who gave up her son? That's Eloise. What's the link? I'm sure we'll find out. That's it for me. Keep it going, guys. Thanks.
Yeah, I
like it. I like it. I never thought about it. Could that the crate could be something contained the smoke monster, and it just dawned on me.
Uh-huh.
The female smoke monster. What better way to contain it? So now the smoke monster will...
No, but see, then eventually, like, give it a couple years and they'll get cranky.
Well, no, that's what I'm saying, though. Okay. They'll date.
Uh-huh.
They'll get married.
Uh-huh.
And then all of a sudden he'll have this honey-do list he has to do all the time. Uh-huh. And he'll be so busy doing the list, doing the chores, he won't have time to go out and hunt the people down.
A simple bathroom project will then turn into this five-month project.
Well, you need to do this. You need to do this. You need to do this. So I think Radio Mike's onto something. I think that the metal crate contains a female smoke monster.
And once the female smoke monster finds out the vanity is off kilter from the lights, you're going to have to change the whole
thing. Oh, it's going to be a nightmare for him. So he's just like, he's not going to have time to deal with like Ben and the other one. Now Ben can go kill Locke. Because the smoke monster is going to be busy doing something he doesn't want to do and won't be able to do what he really wants to do, is to kill Ben.
And then have to go see chick flicks. And...
Exactly. You'll have to go see Girlfriends of Ghosts of Girlfriends Past with Matthew McConaughey. And then he'll be upset that Matthew McConaughey didn't take off his shirt. So it's a vicious circle we all live in. So I think Radio Mike has been onto it. I think we've solved it. And we can stop watching Lost.
There we go. Best listener of the week ever. All right, Jack, are you ready to close out the show?
Yes.
All right, here we go. All right, guys, that is our show for this Monday.
Now, at the end, after we say goodbye, we're going to talk about a little bit about
Nudia.
So if you don't want to listen to it,
regardless, check out Nudia.tv at Nudia.tv.
Not .com.
.tv. Also, give us a call at 206-309-0311.
Calling time.
That's 206-309-0311. Calling time with your last questions, comments, and or
theories.
Also, give us a call at... Oops, I did that. Also, send us an email at lostpodcast@gmail.com. Once again, lostpodcast@gmail.com. Also, check out our website at jandjack.com with all important information related to our show, like our message board.
Yes.
And our Facebook group.
Right.
And our MySpace page.
And we may have gotten someone, a new MySpace friend, that we think. We're gonna see if they're real or not.
Yeah. Is somebody you might know from the show.
Yeah. But we're not sure if they're real or not, but we're going to send them a little message because... Well, they actually requested to be our friend, so...
That makes us cool.
So, if they're real, it's really cool. Not that anyone... They're all real.
Yeah, of course.
But
of course.
If this person's real, then it's really cool. Yeah. If that makes sense.
Yeah, it kind of makes sense.
Yeah, sorry about that.
Now I've lost my train of thought.
MySpace, Facebook...
Oh,
and Twitter.
Twitter.com/JandJack. Follow us on Twitter. Get the latest updates on what's going on with the show.
Latest what's going on in my life.
Find out what's if the show's going up, when the shows are up, what stuff we're working on, and just get the latest updates and find out what's going on in Jay and Jack's lives.
Now, if you want to join my Twitter page, the Twitter.
Yeah, it's actually on the Jay and Jack Twitter one I have.
I'm trying to get to 1,000.
How are you just going to say, hey?
No, not 1,000. I noticed Ryan's almost at 10,000 updates.
Yeah.
That's insane.
Well, he's been doing it for a while.
He was the other day. He updated. There was an accident in Hawaii. I was driving down. I stopped. I was like, "Oh my! There's an accident! Oh my god!"
Well, he's in Hawaii.
Oh wow! There's not. He's not on Capitol Boulevard. But 10,000 updates. You think I can catch up? I'm at three.
Yeah, you'd have to do like a lot a day. You'd do like 100 a day.
No, I saw Ryan at Comic-Con. There's no way I could even catch up. The guy's a Twitter-holic. There's no way. No way.
But yes, follow us at twitter.com/JayandJack, and you can find links there on the little about page for Jack's personal one and my personal one.
I'm just trying to get to 1,000 followers.
Yeah.
Because that's week follow the leaders coming.
I don't think you're worth 1,000 because you don't update. So there's no point in people following if you don't do anything with it.
I've done three.
Whoop-dee-doo.
What else do they need to know? Hey, Canes win, and I think I said hello. I can't remember what the other one.
And you wonder why.
I can't remember the other one. It's pretty bad when you've had three and you can't remember.
Oh, man.
Well, there's a limit of 140 characters. I don't want to overdo it. It's tough. It's 104. That's just too much. I was going to do like a War and Peace type thing. I said, 140? Are you kidding me? Now, why do some people post like 5 times? You'll see the same message like 5 times in a row.
Oh, wait, like maybe it was just like getting gummed up. Like it wasn't actually doing, so they keep hitting like send, and then it finally catches up, so it sends it 5 times.
So I look like, okay, you're having lunch. I get it. I'm still getting into the whole twit thing, so yeah. There could be a rant coming on.
All right, so follow us on twitter.com/JayandJack. That's about it. Stick with us afterwards. We're going to do some new Dia.TV.
Yes.
So, hasta luego and goodbye.
Bye.
The Dia.TV update. Are you new?
Dia.
All right, so we have 3 shows so far.
Yes.
Jack's Rants.
Right.
The New News. And the Lost Vidcast.
Right. We had technical problems in the beginning. The last one. Sorry, we apologize.
Or more like directorial problems.
Yeah, we couldn't get. Oh man, it was a simple line.
Cliff, waste of space.
Because then my wife's going, it's going on too long. Well, I've asked somebody to say, but yeah,
she was kicking him, and he still was like,
huh?
That one beer was just too much. Knocks him out for a weekend.
That's Cliff. You gotta love him though. We had like a 3-hour meeting yesterday about New Dia.
Yes. And there's a lot of things coming. We got about 2 shows that are on the cusp of getting on there, or 3 actually.
Right.
And a lot of people have been asking, hey, how can it get on iTunes? And we're trying to figure out ways. And right now, we just don't have the funds to do it.
Funds or the time.
Or the time.
We are going to do. We have decided we're going to do like a preview. It's like going to be a minute long. This is going to take 3 weeks. Just for the minute long preview.
Well, I guess so, Cliff will actually like just space out how that's why it's going
to take. But seriously, 3 weeks to do a 1-minute preview to get it formatted properly and do everything just to kind of push the New Dia thing.
Yeah. And so don't like, I know some people are like upset, like, why do you keep pushing? Like, because this is our next step in what we're trying to do after Lost, and it's going to be video content. And we also have other things in the works that there's something right now we're working on that's going to be ready pretty soon. And so don't fret.
No, like we said, the Lost podcast, it built because the reason we've had any success at all is because of you guys.
Yes.
Because of you guys and, of course, me. So I can't think of anybody else.
Well, anybody,
am I forgetting anyone?
No, I don't think so.
No, Jorge helped us out a few times. Jorge did. So I can't think of anyone else. But seriously, you guys helped build it.
Yeah.
You built the community.
Yes, exactly. And we want the whole New Dia thing and these new ventures to be with you involved and you part of it. And to do that, follow us. You can follow the Twitter for New Dia at twitter.com/NewDiaTV. Post comments on the videos. Give us your opinions. Also, send us emails at newdia.tv@gmail.com. Send in videos for the Lost Vidcast. If you have a video idea of your own, show.
Yeah, if you've been
this is the opportunity. If you want to be in front of thousands of people, if you have a show, this is New Dia is your option.
It may make the cut, may not make the cut, but we're looking for new stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, be honest with you, we want it to be less of us. Mm-hmm. And more of you guys. We just threw these things together just to get the ball rolling. We'll still have certain things we're doing, but we want it to be
Like not just us, but you guys as well.
Not like a YouTube where it's like videos of different things, but more like original
shows. Yeah.
Different shows. And there's some stuff stuff we're working on. I'm gonna contact some people, see if they can put some together.
Yeah.
Some ideas about different shows. But if you have like if you ever sat at home going, I could do that.
Yeah.
You know, and to be honest, it's not that hard. Mm-hmm. You've seen us do it. So do it better. But this is your chance. It's for the person that doesn't have the funds or the way of making it. You know, it's like like when Sundance first started. Mm-hmm. It was for small filmmakers that had, and now it's become commercialized and pretty much, and then you know the smaller guy has to get funding and stuff like that. This is, you know, eventually we want to be there.
Yeah.
But right now it's for anybody.
Yeah.
So if you have an idea, you got to send it to us, and we'll send it to Cliff is in charge of
video,
making sure it can fit the format and stuff. Mm-hmm. But if you want, send it to us. The idea, we'll look it over. If we like it,
yep.
Think it's something that fits in our what we're trying to do, we'll do it. If not, then you know, you just give it a shot.
Yep. And you can send those emails to nudia.tv@gmail.com.
Yeah. Like Jay said, this is our next venture. This is something we're going to do after Lost.
Yep.
We'll still do the Lost podcast.
Yes, we will.
We decided, you know, we're going to go to the end.
Yep.
We said that, I think, from the beginning. We'll go.
And we actually have a plan post Lost for some parties.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
Actually, we do have some ideas for Lost that we don't know if we'd do it or not.
Yeah.
But if it would work out, mm-hmm. we'd do it.
Yeah. So don't worry, but check out nudia.tv if you haven't already. And if you have any show ideas and stuff like that, send them to nudia.tv@gmail.com.
Right.
All right. So that's all we had to say about that.
Okay.
All right. So we'll see you guys this Thursday after the new episode.
I can't wait for the new episode. Only two more weeks.
The leader. Yep.
Two more weeks. Three more hours.
And then we're done. For another 9 months.
Cool. You know what's funny, though? When it's done, though.
It's done.
So it's getting to the point where it's like, wow, it's getting down to crunch time.
It's almost like, you know, get towards the end of your school semester, and it's just like, that weight's lifted.
No, but the school semester, you're like, oh, I'm so excited. And then it's like.
This is like the opposite.
Yeah. It's like, I can't. I'm like different. I have different feelings about it. Like part of me goes, yeah, I'm ready for it to end. Mm. I'm tired.
Yeah.
I need a break. And I know it's going to end. I'm going to be like, my kids have all moved out. I'm sad.
I have nothing.
Nothing. And then the kids keep coming back home. It's like, yeah, maybe I wasn't so sad. They left. I'm just kidding.
All right. So see you guys Thursday.
Bye.
Bye.